Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by Ironman U, by EverySite.com, the coolest new technology around, by RunCatalina.com. Catalina Marathon coming up on Saturday, March 19th. By our Challenged Athletes Foundation, we've raised over $70 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. And you can check out any of our interviews on iTunes or on Babbittville.com. From Southland Events, our next guest, Mr. Matt Sills. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing good, Bob. Thank you for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. So we've got the 17th annual Desert Tri coming up on March 5th and 6th, sort of the kickoff of the triathlon season. And you are now the proud owner of that event?
I am the proud owner and operator of Desert Triathlon, which, I have to be honest with you, is saying it out loud is very strange to me because of the history that I have with the event, so...
Now, take me back. What got you into putting on events?
Well, I'll take you back to 2009.
Okay.
I was unemployed at the time and looking for something to do to keep my attentions away from the fact that I didn't have a job.
Right.
I had luckily just won on a game show some money, so I had enough money to do something, but it wasn't anything gigantic.
Now, what game show?
It was called Trivial Pursuit America Plays. It was on for a couple of seasons, and I went on there and won. So that was
wow. Nice. I mean, you got to be a bright guy to start winning a show like that.
Oh, I don't know about that. I appreciate you saying that, but I'll take the compliment.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So now you've got a few bucks in your pocket from winning a game show, and so what next?
So I had always wanted to do a triathlon, and I'm talking going back to when I was 10 years old. 10 years old, I'm living in Los Angeles. It's 1984. The Olympics are here. I very badly wanted to be an Olympic cyclist. I rode my bike everywhere. The one thing that I really wanted was the Dave Scott signature Centurion Ironman bike.
Oh, yeah.
And I coveted that bike. It was the neon pink and yellow.
Yep, it was.
It's very bad. Yes. I wanted that bike, and I kind of outgrew cycling at some point, but never really got over the idea of wanting to do a tri. So, cut to 2009, my friend is doing team and training, the running. She's doing the Nike Women's Marathon up in San Francisco, and I'm with a visitor, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna do a tri finally. It's time to do that. And I went to a meeting thinking, I'm just going to do Lava Man or an Olympic distance or maybe a sprint distance try, and I got talked into doing Wildflower. And during training for Wildflower, they had us do a test race. They said, we want you to get the experience of doing a race without doing the race first. So they took us out to the desert, and I stayed there for a couple of days, and I did desert triathlon. And I am not exaggerating, or I guess it's not really exaggerating, I finished in second to last place. If you look up 2009 stats, you will see that I was the second to last person to finish. But I finished.
Now, did you do the sprint?
No, I did the Olympics.
Oh, so you jumped right in. Okay, so you did international.
Yes. Well, jumped right in is right, because I jumped into the water 100 yards into the swim. I panicked and flipped onto my back and kicked the rest of the way.
Well, that water could be a little chilly.
Yes, it can.
And people jump in. And now, do you have a wetsuit?
I did, yes. I had a wetsuit, but swimming is not my forte.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, neither is biking or running, or wasn't at the time.
Yeah.
So but I did it.
Yeah.
And that was the most important thing.
Sure.
And finished that, did Wildflower, rejoined team and training the next year. Signed up for Vineman that time, did the full Vineman in 2010.
When you say the full, like the full iron distance?
Exactly.
Wow. So you really jumped in with both feet. It was like, okay, I'm going to do an Olympic. I'm going to do a Wildflower half, one of the toughest halves around, by the way. Then I'm going to go do Vine Man full. So you were sort of speed reading this thing.
Yeah, it helps when you have a bunch of enablers around you who are willing to make you do things that you wouldn't normally do. But I did it willingly. Once I did Wildflower, I knew that I wanted to do an iron distance race. I had been told that Vine Man is a gorgeous race, and having done it, I can absolutely say it is.
Yeah.
I have no regrets. Unfortunately, it was the last time that I was able to do an iron distance race, because after that, I kind of scaled back a little bit. I did Wildflower a few more times. I did Desert Tri a few more times and did Malibu and a few other races. And then a couple of years ago, I decided that I was interested in actually working on races. So had a friend hook me up with a gentleman who produces races in the Los Angeles area, and he put me to work and made connections from him to work on some other races. And then 2 years ago, I decided to go back to school. San Diego State has a sports MBA program.
Yes.
And I wanted to start my own race production company. That was the goal. And I went back to school, and right around the same time, I had a son. And so I'm doing both of these things, and I graduated. And as I'm getting ready to graduate, I emailed Greg Klein, and I said to him, I'd love to talk to you about, I know you've been in the business for a long time, I'd love to talk to you about what you do. And he wrote me back, and he said, I'd love to talk to you too. By the way, I'm looking to scale back. Are you interested in buying my races?
And you thought, opportunity is knocking.
I called my girlfriend, and I said, this is going to sound weird, but I think Greg Klein just offered to sell me Desert Tri. And she said, you have to do that. You can't not do that. Yeah. It was immediate.
Wow. And at that point, did you feel you had the capability to put on a, I mean, triathlon and running events are two different worlds, right? You're putting on three events when you're doing a triathlon. And I tell people all the time when they call me up and say, hey, you know, I want to leave my job as a lawyer or doctor. I love this sport. I want to put on a triathlon. I'm like, well, you know what? I think you're better off. Do you want to wake up in the morning knowing you're responsible for the safety of 2,000 people? Or would you rather do a bake sale and make a few bucks for your charity? Right? It's daunting, right?
We're within 2 weeks of the race.
Yeah.
And your question to me is, you know, Did I have the experience, or did I think I had the experience to put on a race of that size? And the answer is, I still don't know.
Right.
Whether I had the experience. And I honestly don't know if 10, 15, 20 years down the line I'm going to, because you're absolutely right. It's not just one event.
No.
It's three different events that you have to keep track of at the exact same time, because except for right at the beginning of the race and right at the end of the race, you probably have people on at least two of them, if not all three.
Exactly, yeah.
Yep. And so the answer is, I certainly don't want to seem like I know exactly what I'm doing, but I think I've been around races long enough to have a good idea of what makes a good race, and I think that the most important thing with putting on a triathlon is having the people with you who can help you make the decisions, and it takes a team.
Sure it does.
You're absolutely right, more than doing a running race. And a running race is tough enough. You know,
sure.
I was on the Palm Desert Half Marathon a few weeks ago, and it was a good-sized event, and it wasn't the easiest thing in the world, but it came off great, and people had a great time. But Desert Tri is going to be a different thing. And it helps that I'm surrounded by a really good team and people who know what they're doing and people who love what they're doing.
So what I always love about Desert Tri, one, you have a sprint on Saturday. You have a sprint triathlon, 500-yard swim, 14-mile bike, 3-mile run, or 5K run, and then the sprint do on the same day, right? You know, 1-mile run, 14 bike, and then a 3-mile run. Then that's not enough. So Sunday, you need to put on an international race, three-quarter mile swim, 24-mile bike, 10K run, and an aqua bike. I love the aqua bike because I call it swim bike lunch, right? It's you swim 3/4 of a mile, you bike 24 miles, and you put your flip flops on and you go grab yourself a sandwich. So you've got yourself a foot. Plus you've got tri club championships. So you got at least 75 clubs coming. You're throwing a pretty darn big party.
Yeah, but the advantage of me coming into this the way that I did, because I know a lot of other people. You're absolutely right. People come into this business and they don't really know what they're up against. And even the people who have some knowledge who are coming into this with a new event face an uphill climb. There's been races all around Southern California that have popped up in recent years that are gone now.
Right.
Because whether it's because of the competition, because of logistics, because of whatever government agencies they have to deal with, it's tough. I'm coming into a situation where an event has been put on for 17 years and put on incredibly well. Greg has done an incredible job of creating the start of the triathlon season.
Yep.
So it may be 2 days of difficult work, but it's not like I'm coming in raw. There is a history, and Greg's still very much involved. This race is his baby. He's built this thing up, and I have to say thank you to Greg for trusting in me enough to sell me the race. I mean, really, yes, I bought the race from him, but he could have said, you don't have enough experience, I don't really know you, but he didn't. He trusted me, and he's really been there for me as I've been learning about the race. So I have to give him credit for that. And the fact that he's built this up to where it is, and the fact that a lot of the logistics are already there, makes it a lot easier than it would be if I was just coming into this with my own race.
Right.
First time out.
The nice thing about the, you're out in Palm Desert, you're out in Lake Kaweah, La Quinta area. It's such a beautiful locale, and for folks here from anywhere in Southern California, you come out there and you spend the weekend, right? I bet you guys fill up a lot of hotel rooms.
We do. I mean, this is a race that pulls in between, depending on the year, you got 1,200 to 1,600 to 1,800 participants, depending on the year that you're talking about.
Right.
And these people are not staying for... They're not coming out on Saturday and racing and then turning around and going back home to wherever they're from. They're staying in the desert. They're filling up hotel rooms. They're staying in rental houses. They're going to restaurants and experiencing things out there that they probably wouldn't really do, especially La Quinta is an interesting area. It's at the far end of the valley, so it's not like you get off the freeway, the first place you go is Palm Springs and you're right there. You got to drive a little further, but I think that the advantage of that is that it does have a nice kind of quiet, more homey vibe to it than it would somewhere else.
No question. No, it's really special. Now, can people still sign up?
Absolutely. Registration is still open until next Wednesday, which I believe is the 2nd of March, online. And then, as always has been, we'll be doing registration on Friday, March 4th.
Nice.
And Saturday in the morning before the sprint race, and Sunday before the international distance. So people can register online, or they can come out and register there.
And what is the website?
The website, we're still running through Greg's website for the moment. It's www.KleinClarkSports.com /triathlon, and they can get all the information there.
Love it.
And, it's going to be a wonderful weekend.
Oh, it always is. Matt, welcome to our world. And you mentioned that you put on multiple events. What other events are you putting on?
So right now, the other event I have is a charity 5K race for an organization called Play It Forward. They're based in the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles. It was started by a girl who is now 16, but she was 12 when she started it. And it's a wonderful organization. It raises money to buy PE equipment for schools that can't afford it themselves. And for someone who, in a former life, was a teacher and was around kids who didn't have the means to just go outside and play, it's really a wonderful organization to be a part of. They raised a lot of money last year at that event, and it's a wonderful organization to be a part of.
Now, what has been, in terms of the biggest challenge you faced moving into going from being an athlete and participating in these events to putting it on?
It's the logistics of it. It's just it's changing the mindset. Because you're an athlete, you just go there.
Right.
And you go through the steps of picking up your packet and maybe going for a practice swim and then going back to your hotel and getting ready at night and then going back and participating in the event. But as a race director, it's the minutia of everything. It's,
yes.
Okay, so I'm going to packet pickup as a participant. Because what I do is I try and think of it as a participant and then think, okay, now as the race director, what needs to go into each of those things? So packet pickup, what exactly goes on that list? And it can be daunting, especially for this event, because of how much goes on in it, the permitting and the amount of people and the different governmental entities who have a say in things. There's a lot going on. It can be incredibly daunting and incredibly overwhelming at times.
Yeah, I always tell people that the toughest job out there is being an event director. It's just people notice when things don't go right, and when everything is perfect, and it never is. When everything is perfect, people don't necessarily notice that. So it's one of those things that people want to race, but they don't quite know how much it takes to get every city permit, county permit, lake permit, water quality. There's so much going on every time someone puts on a race that I appreciate the fact that you are diving in, because we need race directors. We need race directors who care enough to put on these events, because otherwise, where do we go play on the weekends?
And thank you for that. I appreciate it. And you know, especially for me in this event holds an incredibly special place in my heart. It's the first event that I ever did. And I'm not saying it's the first triathlon I ever did. I'm saying it's the first event I ever did. I had never done a 5K. I had never done a fun run or a walk, nothing. This was the first event I ever did where I got a medal at the end. And when I crossed that finish line, and I have pictures of it, and it's not pretty, but when I crossed that finish line, there are very few times in my life where I have been as proud of myself as I was at that moment. And to now be able to give that to other people and to be able to continue that tradition for what I hope is going to be years and years to come is really special to me.
What I tell people all the time is that, you know, these finish lines change people's lives. They make you a better parent. They make you a better teacher. They make you a better husband or wife. They just make you better at everything you do just because of what that finish line, the positive vibes, the endorphins you get from crossing that finish line.
Oh, absolutely. There's the feeling of accomplishment and the feeling of, and especially being with team and training and crossing that finish line with all of my teammates still there.
Yeah.
Because they could have left after the 4 hours it took me to finish that race.
Right.
And they didn't.
Love
but they were there. And it was, you know, but there have been very few times in my life where I've been brought to tears out of sheer joy. And that was one of them.
Love that. And what I love is that you can bring that to being an event director, because you understand that it's not about the elite guys at the front. It's about the people in the middle and the people at the back who, seriously, it doesn't matter if it's a sprint, it doesn't matter if it's a 20-minute race, it will change their lives for the better. And getting to that finish line is going to bring them to tears just like it did for you.
Yeah. But if I can give you a quick example.
Yep.
Sorry to talk
not
your ear off.
No.
Last year, when I put on the Play It Forward 5K, I had a friend come out who, when I worked with him, was, and he'll tell you straight up, he was very overweight. He was obese. And at some point, he started running, And he lost a lot of weight, and he started getting faster, and he started getting better, and he came out to what was a fairly small 5K. It's not like going to the pre-LA Marathon 5K.
Right, sure.
It's a smaller race. But he came out, and he won it.
Overall.
The smile on his face, he was so excited to have won this small
sure.
race, but it meant so much to him. And I was so happy for him that he was able to do that and that I was able to be a part of that. It's a wonderful thing.
It really is. Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
And I tell people all the time, too, that if you're an event director, nobody's coming out to your event because they're in a bad mood, right? They're coming to a party, right? They know what they're in for. They know there's going to be a challenge, but the challenge is worth it because of the payoff. Payoff is getting your medal, getting your T-shirt, coming across the finish line, doing something you didn't know you could do. That's what makes our sport so special. And the fact that you're putting on, so it's the sprint races on Saturday and the sprint do on Saturday as well. Sunday, March 6th, is the International and the Aqua Bike. It's KleinClarkSports.com to sign up. And you can sign up online or you can come out there on Friday, March 4th, and sign up, or March 5th, and sign up for the events right there. Matt, thank you so much for taking time.
Bob, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate talking to you and getting to talk to you has been great.
Yeah, well, you know, it's great to have you in our world. It's great to have you in our world. This is, you know, what Greg Klein did and Brenda did over the years with the Desert Princess and some of the great events that changed the sport out there in the desert. And they most importantly, you know, we used to have a sport that ended in October at Ironman and began in May with Wildflower. And what Greg always specialized in is putting on events during the slow season when retailers weren't selling product. And putting out events in January and February and March gives people a reason to tune up their bikes, a reason for people to be training. And it's, you know, it's important. We are in a 12-month market, and having an event like Desert Tri is just a great way to start the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really hope people hear this and they come out because, you know, ownership may have changed, but the race is going to remain the same. It's going to be the same attention to detail that it's always been. It's always going to be that race that you can go to and you can be the fastest person in the world or you can be the second to last person to finish the race, and everybody's going to be taken care of because that's the kind of race that I want to be a part of, and that's the kind of race I want to put on.
Love it. Matt Sills has been our guest. Again, we are brought to you by Ironman U, by EverySite.com, RunCatalina.com, our Challenge Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $70 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. And check out any of our interviews on iTunes or on BabbittVille.com. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.